After Yitzchak stays with Avimelech, Melech Dror for a while, he becomes a wealthy man, and eventually Avimelech kicks him out of his land, telling him that he's become too great, that people are not really able to handle he and his wealth, so he leaves. On his way out, the Torah records a series of events regarding the digging of wells and finding of water, a bunch of different episodes where the Torah records that the people of Gerar stopped up the wells that Avram had previously dug, and then the Torah records that Yitzchak redug the wells, and then there's a whole series of other episodes of wells, a whole series of them. One of these episodes includes three consecutive discussions of Yitzchak's servants finding and digging water. And the Torah records them as follows. V'yachpru avdei Yitzchak v'nachal, that his servants dug in the valley, v'yimsu shom be'er mayim chayim. They found a well of mayim chayim, of flowing water. And after they found this well, the Torah records, Vayarivu roe grorim roe Yitzchak. And the people, the herdsmen of the town, began to fight and quarrel with Yitzchak over the water. And they claimed, Lanu hamayim, this water actually begins to us. Vayikrashem haver Esek. And they called the name of the well Esek because they fought, they quarreled over that well. Then the Torah records a second digging, Vayachbru be'er acheret. They dug a second well, the servants of Yitzchak. Vayarivu gam aleha. And on this well, the shepherds of the Gerar also fought on that. Vayikra Shma Sitna. This one they called Sitna. So the first well was dug and they called it Asek. Then they dug a second one. They fought over that. They called that Sitna. And then a third pasuk right after that, Vayatek Misham, they left there. Vayachbor Bera Cheres. The servants of Yitzchak dug a third well. Velo Ravu Aldaha. But this one, there was no quarreling over. There was no fight. Vayikra Shma Rechovos. And they called this third well Rechovos. And they said, Ki ata hirchiv Hashem lanu farinu barat. Now Hashem has expanded, given us an expanse, and we will be able to multiply in the world, in the land. And Ramban asks, why do we need to know this? Who cares? What is the relevance of the fact that Yitzchak's servants are digging wells, and there was a fight, and then they dig another well, and there was another fight, they dig a third well, and there wasn't a fight. It has no bearing, it doesn't describe kavod, no, it's no honor for Yitzchak, it has no relevance, thus why is this here? So the Ramban discusses here, as he does in many places, that the reason why this is here is a siman wahodiya dover ha'ase. This is entirely here to teach us about what will take place in future times. Ki be'er mayim chayim, says Ramban, the first well that was dug was labeled specifically be'er mayim chayim, which is an odd term not always used whenever the Torah describes someone finding water, but it's mayim chayim, it's flowing water. Says Ramban, that's yirmoz lebeis elokim, that's a remez to the beis hamikdash. The be'er mayim chayim, a source of water, is hinted at in this phrase, asher yasu banav shel Yitzchak, the descendants of Yitzchak will eventually build, of course, the beis hamikdash, and it's referred to in the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, mekor mayim chayim es Hashem, the source of the mayim chayim es Hashem, a reference to the beis hamikdash, that same language of mekor mayim chayim. Therefore, these wells are actually a reference to the botei hamikdash, to the temples, which of course will be built in Yerushalayim. Why was the first one built? They found the well, and then there was a battle, and he calls it Asek, from the language of the quarrel, or to have contention over it. So Yirmoz Levayis Harishon, says the Ramban, this is a hint towards the first Beis HaMikdash, Asher His Asku Imanu, where our enemies quarreled with us, gave us a lot of contention over the Beis HaMikdash, many machlokes and many wars, until it was destroyed. Then the Torah says they dug a second well, and they fought on this one also, and this one was called Sitna. Sitna, says Ramban, comes from the language of Sinna, the hatred. It's a much stronger language than the word Asek. Asek is just a quarrel, it's a little bit of a fight. But Sitna, the second well, has a much stronger language, a much stronger concept of hatred. Says Ramban, that's the second Beis HaMikdash. And he says, he brings a pasuk from Ezra, where Achashverosh sends a letter to the people in Yerushalayim, Kisvu Sitna al Yoshve Yehuda of Yerushalayim. He writes a letter of where he attacks them, and accuses them, an accusatory letter to the people of Yerushalayim, and there in the Beit HaMikdash they stopped functioning based on the psukim there in Ezra. The kol yamav hayulonu l'sitna, and our enemies hated us until it was destroyed. V'golu mimenu golus ra, and a much more fierce and worse exile occurred after the second Beit HaMikdash called Sitna, which we are still in right now, a 2,000 year golus based on that second well. But then we have the third well, as the Torah describes. In the third well, there was no battle over that. There was no fight, and it was called Rechovos. Rechovos Hirchiv, to expand, an expansion. Vashlishi kar Rechovos, says Ramban, hu abayi sa'osid shi yibonim b'mher v'yameinu. This is the third Beis HaMikdash, which shall be built speedily in our day, says Ramban. Vu yaseh b'lo riv v'matam. But this third Beis HaMikdash will be built without any fighting, without any contention. The Hakel Yarchiv es Gvulein, when he will expand our boundaries when we have this third Beis HaMikdash. As the pasuk in Devarim says, "Vim yarchiv Hashem alokach es kivuch." Hashem will expand your boundaries. Kasher diber shehu lo asi, which is a pasuk in Devarim referring to the future when we will have the third base of Mikdash and Hashem will expand our boundaries. And the Ramban concludes, and the language of the pasuk vayikra, they call this well rechovos, and they said, now we will be farinu ba'aretz. We will expand and multiply in the land. Says Ramban, ba'aretz doesn't mean in the physical land where the well was, but ba'aretz in the world. We will multiply in the world, says Ramban. This is a reference, shekol ha'amim ya'avduhu shchem echad. All the peoples of the world will serve Hashem as one. As the Psukim in Navi describe that, v'vayomu yashem echad l'shmochad, and all the nations of the world will come together to serve under Hashem. And therefore the third be'er is called rechovos of an expansion, ufarinu ba'aretz. We will expand upon the world, that through us, the Jewish people, Hashem's name will become expanded throughout the entire world. And that is all hinted at, says the Ramban, in these psukim, the digging of the wells of Yitzchak as he leaves Avimelech in Gerar.